Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across America, being heard on the Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com, and their website. And, of course, we're also being heard on a plethora of Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest radio markets in the country. We appreciate that. And, of course, we're being heard in some of the largest independent markets as well around the countryside, and as well as rural America. And we love talking to the folks out there living around the edges rather than in the big old cities. Because you've got a story to tell, too, and we try to get it out there. And, oh, by the way, let's not forget that we're also broadcasting live and streaming on the Internet. And, of course, there's several different ways you can do that. To hear that, you can go to my website, to CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, and listen to the live stream over there. And we're not on the air live. The current show is being played over there, along with my podcasts are all lined up over there, too. And, of course, we also are heard on the Westwood One satellite. Now, anybody that wants to listen to us on a satellite, all you got to do is go over there, flip a little button, and boom, they're there. Okay, now a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, we appreciate especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx and our UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers hauling the mail out there countrywide from point A to B, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and oil products that we need so we can get out there and go where we need to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch radio show page. And we're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on X as at Captain's America. And, of course, we're on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there for more information. And you can click on the links for the guests that we have on the show, too, including our first one up tonight. And that would be our buddy out there in California, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Oh, yeah. And it's 80 degrees tonight. Mostly cloudy. We might have a little rain in store this weekend, which is not a bad thing. And it may not be quite as hot as what we thought it was going to be, and that's also a good thing. But we'll go with the flow on that one, and we'll just tell you that there's other areas that aren't going to be as lucky. Now, Kyle, are you ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And remember, ladies and gentlemen, that we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we want you to remember that because we remember it, and it's true. It's very true. Well, Kyle, it seems that El Presidente is coming to Florida to tour some of the damage down here. But our governor, Ron DeSantis, has said, nope, I'm not going to be there because I'm just going to get in the way, and it's going to stop the efforts to try to get some hurricane response supplies to people and whatnot while the president's around, and that's true. That is going to happen that way. And it was quite a discussion that brought this all about, but basically I think Governor DeSantis is doing the right thing because you don't want to go into an area that's been struck, that's trying to get supplies to people so they can get their homes cleaned up or salvage what they've got left or this, that, and the other, and use it for a political photo op, which is, you know, that's what Biden's going to do.
Well, sure, and I think the governor is correct when his spokesman said in these rural communities, and so soon after the impact, the security preparations alone that would go into setting up such a meeting would shut down ongoing recovery efforts. And so this is another aspect, Captain, of Governor DeSantis saying, look, you know, I don't need some photo op with the president. We need to get these people help, the help that they need, and I think he's making the right call.
And these are not Democratic areas, so he better be careful what he wishes for. He's liable to get an earful of stuff from some of these people.
Very possibly so. You know, and just not to put too fine a point on it, I guess, but I don't know what kind of weird story we're going to hear from Joe Biden now that he's going to tour the hurricane-ravaged areas as opposed to being at Maui. I mean, it's, you know, it's just hopefully it's not more of the same.
You know it'll be more of the same. The question is, what kind of same? All right, got a couple of headlines that came in late last night. First of all, as 45th President Donald Trump continues to dominate the Republican primary, liberal groups have explored invoking the section of the 14th Amendment that would possibly bar Trump from running for office in certain states. And I'm not sure exactly how that's going to work out, but there are some legal challenges that are being mounted now.
Right. We've talked about this a little bit here over the last week or two or
yep.
so, and it all has to do with were you involved in a rebellion or an insurrection, but that's a matter of opinion. It's not a settled law. He hasn't been convicted of anything.
Yep, and when we come back, we'll talk about somebody that was. He got 18 years yesterday. Another one of the Proud Boy leaders got 18 years. Boy, be careful what you wish for. All right, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Myself and Kyle Warren. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
This is Aisle 1, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Hope you're having a great Labor Day weekend coming up here. Monday, a lot of laborers won't be laboring. We will. Because that's what we do. That's what we do. Now, you've got to appreciate the fact that MyPillow.com and Mike Lindell, who bring you this segment of the program, are once again celebrating their 20th year anniversary with some just tremendous savings. I went over there yesterday and I took a look at the website. Somebody says, you got to go look at this. You got to look at this. These pillows, now they're buy one, get one on a regular pillow. And they're $19.98 and this, that, and the other. And I said, yep, they are. And I went and I looked at some more stuff. But everything that's there at his website, MyPillow.com, is on sale. Now, when you go over there to MyPillow.com, you'll need a promo code. The promo code will be one word, Captain. That's it, Captain. And you can call them on the phone if you want and place your order and ask questions about anything you want to ask because there's somebody there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, yep, even Labor Day weekend. The number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And use the promo code Captain. Now, an example, I bought some more towels, and I saved 50% on the towels, and they're just the best quality towels I think I've ever had anywhere. And the beach towels are like, boy, whew, they are huge, huge. So go over to MyPillow.com, promo code will always be Captain, phone number is 800-641-5459. And back to Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
How are you and Mrs. Professor coming along? We're trying to hide those Christmas gifts.
Well, Well, it's kind of like a Mission Impossible, so I'll just leave it at that.
Well, you took your daughter back to the airport to fly back to college, right?
That's right. That's right. That was earlier tonight. LAX was incredibly busy. I think it's the busiest travel day of the year so far, or something like that.
Yeah.
But it showed.
Yep. Yeah, and she didn't tell you where she'd hid the Christmas gifts that she'd bought either.
No, she never would.
So everybody's got stuff hidden around your house.
That's right.
All right. Well, let's talk for a second about Ethan Nordine. Now, Ethan Nordine, described by prosecutors as the undisputed leader on the ground for the Proud Boys in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol, that's their words, not mine, has been sentenced to 18 years in prison, tying the record for the longest sentence thus far in the January 6th attack.
Well, that's right. Yeah, that's a very significant sentencing for what they were up to that day.
Well, they claim he was a ringleader, and we'll see. We'll see. Because I thought there was still one that was at large or something like that, but I'm not sure what the status of that is. But anyway, and then the border is closed, right?
That's what we're told, yes.
But some of the gates were welded open, right?
Right.
So the people could walk right in, right?
Right.
Doesn't sound like a border being closed to me. And then on top of that, wait till you hear this one. Illegal migrant crossings at the United States-Mexican border have now hit an all-time high in the month of August. Isn't that something?
Well, it's not surprising either. And, you know, the idea that the border is closed, that's the messaging from, DHS, right? That's not the reality on the ground. But technically, I guess the policy is that they say the border's closed. And that's for the sound bites. So people listen and say, these Republicans are just out of their minds. The government says the border's closed.
And we got a couple more things to report here, a couple more one-liners. The NYPD is going to be using drones over the weekend to monitor outdoor Labor Day weekend gatherings. And according to the agency, the drones will assist thousands of police stationed across the city from Friday until Monday in determining which complaints need further investigation and which will be prioritized.
Well, it's the technology, you know, the advancement of technology for police work.
Yep. So, in other words, if you call call the police up and there's been a crime committed of some sort, depending on what it is, they're going to fly a drone overhead first and check out what's going on, and that'll determine how fast a patrol car gets to you.
Interesting. Yes.
Yep. Now, the Taliban, not to be forgotten about, because they're still in charge of Afghanistan, right?
Right.
Well, the Taliban has signed 7 mining contracts worth $6.5 billion in investments. This is the largest amount of deals that they've done since they took over in Afghanistan. And we believe that at least 3 of the countries involved in these deals were China, Iran, and Turkey.
Well, that's right, and I think there's some British interest in there as well. But Captain, here we go. The Taliban are now going to be enriched beyond the dreams of avarice because of the natural resources that exist in the area of Afghanistan. And what do you think they're going to use that for? I mean, this is ridiculous in the extreme.
Further education of women.
Yeah, I mean, this is really. No, but it's a real travesty that's being carried out in Afghanistan by the Taliban. This is the last time I checked, Captain, is the 21st century. This is, again, unconscionable things that are happening to women and girls in Afghanistan. And if the Democrat Party and Joe Biden were really serious about what they say, and as we all should be saying, they might have done something different with the Afghan pullout, starting with not leaving all that stuff behind so that they could continue to enslave the people, basically.
Well,
or oppress them, yeah.
Well, keep in mind, it's Labor Day weekend coming up, and we're starting to hear from the likes of little Dr. Fauci, not in the U.S. He was giving an interview on the BBC in London, talking about the outbreak of COVID and the variant starting to mutate at lightning speed. His words, not mine.
Well, that's right. He was also asked about shutdowns and masking and stuff like that. He seemed to indicate, just a quick paraphrase, that he didn't expect those things to happen anytime soon. He did go on to talk about the idea that most people should have some kind of immunity and that we shouldn't see the amount of hospitalizations and death that we began to see, of course, during COVID prime, basically. So that was, you know, good to hear coming from Dr. Fauci. But, you know, when I was looking at that earlier, Captain, I thought, Dr. Fauci told us early on, you don't need to wear a mask. And then by the time he was finished, we were having to wear three masks. So, unfortunately, I don't know how much stock we can put in the words of Dr. Fauci ever.
Yeah. Two masks were better than one. Three wasn't a bad idea. And then we found out you didn't need to have a mask at all because it wasn't going to work.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, ping pong ball and chain link fence. I mean, that's it's going to go right through it. And it became a political thing. It's something I like to, a term I like to use is political science, not the political science that I would have studied in school, but an actual political science that's out there now. Yeah.
Well, if you want to talk about a political thing, how about this one? The Georgia DA Willis now reportedly has evidence clearing some of the people that were indicted.
Right, yeah, that would be, I guess, what we would call exculpatory.
And it goes to what we were talking about yesterday when we talked about the Secretary of State absolutely verifying what Donald Trump had said.
Well, that's right. So my question for this, Captain, is when do they find this evidence? When do they know about it? Why did, and if they did know about it, I can't imagine that they didn't for this years-long investigation, why wouldn't they have, you know, incorporated this already instead of moving forward with all these indictments and it's a RICO case and all this stuff? I have a feeling that there's going to be a lot of egg on their face, you know, sooner than later here.
I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. Because it was very obvious that they were grasping at straws, and some of the straws they were grasping at were made out of straw, not paper or cardboard, and we're going to break and snap right up underneath them. And here we go. When you get the very person that they were basing their case on, the DA, namely the Secretary of State, and he was told to find 14,000 votes or whatever the thing was. No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't.
Yeah, but they got their mugshot, right? That's kind of what they were after in some sense.
Yeah, well, we got their mugshot, too. All right, because somebody else is going to have to go to jail this time, and it's going to be one of them. All right, Kyle, hold on. Folks, you're coming back with more. Bottom of the hour break coming up. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Don't go anywhere. We got more coming your way.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The Food and Drug Administration announced Friday that they will be delaying their decision on whether to issue a total ban on menthol cigarettes, which was supposed to be determined by the end of August. The FDA initially considered a ban on menthol tobacco products during the Obama administration after smoking opponents began calling for action in 2009 when Congress exempted menthol from a ban on flavored cigarettes. The August jobs report saw the unemployment rate tick up to 3.8%, while the economy added 180,000 jobs, slightly more than analysts expected. At the White House on Friday, President Biden says the report demonstrates the economy has recovered from the coronavirus pandemic lockdowns.
People are coming off the sidelines, getting back to their workplaces.
Tim Berg, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. Before we get back to Kyle, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Yep, Relief Factor, a product that I've been taking for 13 years now, and I take it every single day. I start out my morning, my breakfast or brunch or lunch, whatever the case may be, whatever time I get out of bed, I start that with Relief Factor, and I take it for two reasons. It works, and it's been working for me ever since I started to take it. Now, it's part of my daily integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation over a period of time. Now, it needs to be taken regularly. You don't just take it one day and forget about it and take it a week later when you think you need it again. You take it every day. You get it in your system, and then you don't need to worry about having the discomfort and the pain that you had. It'll tone itself down to where it either becomes more readily acceptable to you or it's gone altogether, whichever the case might be. Because Relief Factor and its all-natural ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 will go right straight to the source of the problem and lower or eliminate the pain that you've got going on, plus the swelling and the inflammation. Now, it's 100% drug-free. And it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Simply put, $19.95 and a three-week quick start gets you going. $19.95 and a three-week quick start. And after 3 weeks, you'll get an opportunity to either buy it monthly or get it every second month or get it every third month. That's your call as to what you want to do. And the more you buy, the cheaper it is because it gets lower in the larger volumes. They have a discount, a plan that works that way. And today at the gun show in Largo, Two Guys Gun Show at the Largo Event Center, where I'll be from 9 to about 2, I'll have a couple of bags of Relief Factor with me. So if somebody needs one, just stop on by, and the first two people that show up will get the first two bags. So there you go. But that's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, the website, relieffactor.com/captain, 1995, on the three-week quick start. And Kyle likes to say something here. What do you like to say there, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo! 1995 and a three-week quick start. Relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and check it out. Well, Mr. Kyle, a congressman who left the Democratic Party has blistered Joe Biden and his administration as being the worst in American history. And I can't say as I deny that or go along with that, because I do. I think they're horrible.
Well, right. I mean, Jimmy Carter, and of course, you know, we all, you know, have a good thoughts about Jimmy Carter these days as a person, as a humanitarian, and so forth.
Sure.
But he was widely regarded as the you know, a really just a terrible presidency because of all the different issues and so forth. But Joe Biden now takes the cake.
Yep.
It's hard to make the Carter administration and the Carter years look really good by comparison. And I've always thought Jimmy Carter is a good man. I don't think he was against America or did anything in those down along those lines. I thought he's a good man. But he made a lot of bad decisions and we had a lot of problems. But the Biden administration, yes, I think could go down in history as the worst presidency, at least of the modern era. That's for sure.
And he surrounded himself with people that had no idea what the hell they were doing, which was his demise.
I think that's part of it. And I also think, Captain, that there's such a massive ideological footing there that they can't ever get away from it. Every single thing is that any decision they have to make, anything they have to analyze is only informed, it seems, by the ideology.
Yeah. Well, the Biden administration's ideology has canceled another $72 million worth of student debt by going around the end and doing an end run.
Well, that's right. I think they're desperate to try to make good on some of the things that they had said about this canceling the student debt, because when they said it, and I'll go out on a limb here too, I think when they said it, they knew that it was not possible. And we know this because Nancy Pelosi said it publicly, saying the president does not have the authority to do this. He can postpone it, he can, you know, slow it down, those kind of things, but he cannot cancel it. And yet Biden and the Democrats are out there saying we're going to cancel it. And then, of course, what the Supreme Court, right, said you can't cancel it. So, yeah, here's a workaround, I suppose.
I'm so glad you mentioned Nancy Pelosi, the name that means nothing, right? Because
right, right?
Because she got into it again this week. She had something to say about the great people of the United States, the people that live around in the rural areas of America, if you will. And she said that she attacked millions of Americans for their values of all things, which is God, honor, and country for the most part in the rural part of America. And, of course, she's this great Catholic, right? She's just this fantastic Catholic that that believes in abortion after the baby, you know, right up to the last minute of birth. And she believes to some of this other crap and nonsense that's out there that are definitely anything but being Christian. And her quote was, "We don't have shared values, but we have a shared planet. And we have to work with the Chinese to save the planet." That's part of what she said. But I got a whole bunch of stuff here. She said, for example, she smeared Americans who voted for President Trump, saying that these are people we would never be able to get anyway.
Well, you know, I don't think that that's necessarily true. And, of course, she's oversimplifying a lot of that. A lot of people voted for Trump who might have voted for a Democrat at some point, who might have even voted for Hillary Clinton. But Hillary Clinton was such a terrible candidate, they couldn't conceive of having Hillary Clinton in the White House. And they went with what Trump had said at the time, and that was, what have you got to lose? You've tried it this same way over and over again for decades. Yep. And why don't you give me a shot? And they did.
Well, let me try to explain this in a different manner here, and then I'll move on to something different. She's Catholic, yet incredibly pro-abortion. Where's the respect for the dignity and the worth of every person when she pushes that one? Where's her respect for the dignity and worth of every person? Even in this statement, as she puts down and smears other Americans because they have a different opinion and political thoughts than she does. Because they want to do things like, oh gosh, truly protect life? Isn't this the same lady who couldn't even show some basic respect for Donald Trump during the State of the Union speech? Remember when she tore that up in front of everybody?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Or the lives of great Americans that he was highlighting when he was pointing out some of the great American heroes. And she just tore all that up in front of everybody. She, of course, is no one to talk because her respect and her dignity of her people in her own city of San Francisco, which is deteriorated into a haven of crime and drug-addicted people living on the streets. When is she going to take responsibility for any of that?
Well, you talked about, you know, people will claim that they have a particular religious affiliation or they have a deep faith in this and that, or they follow these principles, and then they go out and do things that are diametrically opposed, or they stand for things that are diametrically opposed. Well, I think it's in the scripture, right? Didn't Jesus himself say, by their fruits ye shall know them? So, you know, he's already accounted for that. Yeah.
She may be right. We don't share her values, which seems to be about keeping the Democrats in power but allowing the nation to sink into chaos. And we certainly don't target political opponents, and we don't cheer for the killing of babies. All things that she's been known to do in the past.
Well, there's a real cognitive dissonance that goes on, especially in the far left, and that is they believe that they can hold these views, and I don't think they're necessarily nuanced views. I think they can be fairly extreme, because people can hold nuanced views on different subjects, and that's how we hash things out and we find some compromise. But in terms of some of these values, there's no compromise for them.
And I wonder how she's going to explain this one. The popular San Francisco restaurant, Gracias Madre, is closing, blaming the nearly impossible business conditions of the doom loop city. In other words, having to trip over all these drunks and these derelicts and these druggies and the beggars and people getting beat up and attacked on the streets, they've had to close their doors.
Well, that's right, along with Nordstrom and all kinds of other stores and so forth. There just comes a tipping point. We're seeing now the tipping point, and they're calling it the doom cycle, basically.
Yeah. And how do you explain that one, Nancy? How do you explain that one? Well, a silence is golden. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with our first Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And yeah, we got some things going on we're going to tell you about. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
To tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's a working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn-out cracker box at DMC. Now with a tricked-out team, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class. He's been hit head-on by the DOJ. Blindsided by the economy. Been knocked down, but he gets back up. Cause the Lord made the trigger just a little more tough. And he may be common, but don't call.
that's Leland Martin. Remember that song? And we haven't played that in a long time, and I dug that out of the archives. Tonight's Trucker Night, so that's one of the ones I dug out. And, Kyle, you remember that, don't you?
I sure do, yeah.
Yeah, Leland Martin. Okay, let me read this and then turn it over to you, because we got heavy rainfall potential for the Southwest. And I'll tell you what, Kyle will tell you all about it because he's right on the border out there where the rain is. And the heat is expanding eastward this holiday weekend. We're going to see more heat coming east. We've got some rain up in the panhandle of Florida coming across I-10 for, about 200 miles, it looks like. But be prepared because it's going to be an exciting weather weekend. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yeah, we've seen a lot of rain, of course, in the southwest area. I'm looking at a little bit of video here. This is right behind the Link Hotel on the Strip, and there's just a whole lot of water coming through the flood channel right behind their parking structure and so forth to account for some of this rain that's come through. You've also got an aerial flood watch going on in the Las Vegas area as we head into Labor Day weekend. Of course, that means there could be rains and flash flooding in the area and so forth. We have aerial flood watches covering most of western Arizona and most of Southern California, the eastern part of Southern California, out in the deserts and so forth. But this is going to extend on up into Utah, up Interstate 15, up towards a little south of Fillmore, it looks like, but then also up into the eastern part of the eastern half of the state of Nevada. Let's take a quick look at where we are in terms of what we're seeing on the actual radar map right now. We do have rain coming up Interstate 15, a little south of Cedar City to a little, just a little south of Fillmore, as I was saying, and that's going to head on over into the part of eastern Nevada, but this is going to be well north of Las Vegas right now. Las Vegas does have some rain to the west of it over towards Pahrump, coming down into the part of Southern California along the border there. But also, for our friends in Reno right now, they've got rain just to the north of them, but it's going to go on over across the border into California on I-80. So if you're in the Truckee area, Soda Springs, you want to be careful there because you've got a lot of precipitation going on there right now. Quick check of any other alerts. We still continue with the flash flood watch as we head into Labor Day weekend, just north of Mount Shasta on Interstate 5, and that'll head on up to the border with Oregon. So more next hour. Be careful out there.
All right, and let's take a look over in my sector there, North Dakota, not too bad. South Dakota, we're going to have some warm temperatures. Sioux Falls, you're going to get up into the 90s today, and right across I-90, you're going to be in the 90s almost all the way across the state, and up about 100 miles north of I-90. Now, the northern part of Nebraska coming across to Sioux City, Iowa, you're going to have... again, temperatures in the 90s. Coming out of Colorado, going up I-76, when you get into Nebraska there, that short stretch of about 25, 30 miles, you're going to have some heat. It's going to spread to the east. Same thing with West Kansas, where right now the temperatures are going at a sultry rate all the way over to Goodland, Kansas. And down into Oklahoma, we're going to have the schmutz effect in the middle of Oklahoma, I-35. You'll be able to have some real foul air to drive through that's not going to be conducive for health. Down there around the Dallas Metroplex, foul air in that area. San Antonio, same thing. Houston, same thing. On and off bad air conditions all the way down to the Mexican border. And then from Texarkana south all the way to Beaumont, Texas, the temperatures are going to be in the hundreds, and that'll go halfway across Louisiana and into the southwestern corner of Arkansas and all the way down to the Gulf, down through Louisiana. Now, moving up to Minnesota, the northern half of Minnesota, north of Minneapolis, unsettled weather conditions, could have some heat up there, could even get some thunder boomers later today. And same thing with Wisconsin, central part of the state there, especially through Madison. Now, moving back down to Florida, the panhandle, starting out about a little bit east of Pensacola, not by much, but a little bit east of Pensacola, all the way across to Live Oak, and probably even Valdosta, Georgia, by the looks of this map, you're going to have some rain. Yep, rain. So you guys and gals over there, you'll just kind of settle in and enjoy the fact that it might be a little cooler for you today, but you're going to get rain to make up for the difference. And over off the East Coast, from all the way down around West Palm Beach, excuse me, all the way up to Savannah, Georgia, there's riptide in effect, rip currents, riptide, and might be a little interesting. They might have the swim warnings in, so you might not be able to go swimming. You can go to the beach, but you just won't be able to go swimming. Now, up in North Carolina, we've got some activity there around Cape Hatteras. Might be a few showers today. Also, we're going up in the Chesapeake Bay. Looks like we could have some rain there. Rain up into South Jersey. Maybe some rain around Long Island. And some cloudy conditions and maybe some fog up in Maine tonight. So that's what we're looking at. And Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, and on the weekend, it's not a bad place to think about stopping by and grabbing some fuel, and maybe if you got the family and you're in the family truckster, you might want to stop and take advantage of some of the food they got there, or and if you don't belong to the driver's program, you can certainly join and gather a bunch of points.
Well, that's right, Captain. And, of course, the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers are the largest operator of travel centers in the United States, and they have something for everybody, for our traveling friends or RVing friends. But also, during the month of September, Captain, it is Driver Appreciation Month, and they're saying thank you to pro drivers out
Yay.
There. Exactly. So make the most of this Driver Appreciation Month with the My Rewards Plus app. That means each week of September, enjoy 3 free drinks from your favorite brands and find new exclusive deals to celebrate your hard work and dedication on the road. That's all available for you, pro drivers,
Oops.
In the My Rewards Plus app.
I just saw a streak go sailing by me. I think it was Jeff.
Uh-oh.
He's on the way to Flying J to get those free drinks.
Well, that's right. Well, so download the app today. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. And if you're out in the road somewhere, you want to know the nearest location, just use their locations function on their website. Once again, pilotflyingj.com.
Right. And, of course, I stop at the Pilot and the Flying J. I have one of their fuel cards, so I can buy fuel using the fuel card and get some extra points that way. And I do use them because every time you use your card, it's just like anywhere else you go. It tells you how much you can get discount per gallon. Do you want to use your points towards your discount, or do you want to just accumulate them, whatever? And one day I didn't even know how many points I had. I said, yeah, okay, fine, what not, why not? Because I've been back and forth to Brooksville several times, and I'd always stopped at the Flying J on 75, and I had 10 cents per gallon I got discounted at the pump. How about that?
That's great. That's great.
And that was when fuel was down around $3 a gallon, but it hasn't happened since. Okay, Kyle, I hear the music coming up in my ear. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with hour number 2 of the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.